to good. So we are currently living in some very tumultuous and unusual times. And of course, many God's church eras have faced some very difficult times over the centuries. So that's nothing new. And actually, mankind, most of the time over the century, has faced difficulties and hard times quite often. I think of my parents who were born during World War I, and of course that's when we had the Spanish flu at that time. Then there was the Depression, the Dust Bowl days of the mid-30s, 1930s, World War II, Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Cold War, and so it's always been something, it seems like. And now we have the virus and all its problem that it's created. And to add frosting to the cake, it's a presidential election year. How wonderful. It seems like anymore it's a perpetual campaign that never quits after a person's elected. They just keep campaigning till the next election. Then we see that the nuclear family is under constant assault. Many institutions under assault, our history being attacked and revised, rewritten, riots in the streets, our cities are becoming war zones. In fact, you're safer probably in Afghanistan right now than you are in Chicago. Religion and religious institutions are starting to become under attack. Our core values of this country are being turned upside down and inside out. Now, as an organization, the United Church of God has tried to remain politically neutral, as many churches of God have done over the years. Many of us have chosen to follow that path. We have chosen not to be actively involved in the political scene because we consider ourselves citizens of God's government, the kingdom of God, and we are ambassadors of that kingdom of God to this earth, which makes living in these times, I think, more challenging for us. So today, I briefly want to examine what it is to be God's or Christ's ambassadors and having our citizenship in heaven. To be an ambassador, first you must be the citizen of that country that you're going to represent. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, we're going to read verses 9 and 10 of chapter 2. And it says this: "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into this marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." In Philippians 3:20, it says this. It says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." So as God's ambassadors, we are to proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into this marvelous light. We have been called out of Satan's and this world's way. You could say we have dual citizenship. And we need to be good citizens of both. Romans 13 reminds us to obey and respect those who rule over us, except when it's in conflict with our heavenly citizenship. You know, an ambassador must be very knowledgeable of the country he represents, its culture, its history, its laws, its foreign policy. And also, he is to promote that country to the country that he's ambassador to. We are to promote the kingdom of God or preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. We have need to have that knowledge so we can be ready to give an answer, as we are reminded in 1 Peter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter 3, 15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." We sing a hymn on page 105, "Ambassadors for Christ." One of the scriptures that the hymn is based upon is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to pick it up in verse 17. And we're going to read 17 through verse 20. Verse 17, 2 Corinthians 5. It says, therefore, if anyone is Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are the ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. In other words, we are a new creation, putting off the old and ungodly ways, ideas, habits, thoughts, feelings, and attitudes. And as in the first line of this hymn, it says, if anyone is in Christ, then he is new creation. That's from verse 17. Now, as an ambassador, we must set aside our own opinions and beliefs. We must be sure when representing one's government that our communication, including social media, reflects the government's position and policy and not our own. Also, we need to be careful on how we present ourselves. We have to make sure we do not bring dishonor to the government we represent, God's government. Now, last week, Mr. Ackerman concluded his sermon from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16, and I'd like to go back and reread those scriptures. Matthew chapter 5, we're going to start in verse 13 and read through 16. It says in verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on the hill and cannot be hidden. Verse 15. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. An ambassador also monitors what's taking place in the country that he's assigned to. So we need to be aware of what is happening around us, including the political scene. And we as an organization, as individuals, we are to be a watchman. Ezekiel 3:17 says, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word from my mouth and give them a warning from me. Chapter 33 of Ezekiel goes in great detail about being a watchman. So, believe it or not, we're only about 2 months away before we depart to the Feast of Tabernacles, hopefully anyway. We will be receiving instruction throughout that feast that will help us to become better ambassadors for the kingdom of God. And we will have many opportunities to let our light shine, reflecting our heavenly citizenship and being ambassadors for Jesus Christ and God the Father.